trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Signs of Love by Sister Sue Hodson. Hi, Story. I love you, Story. Story, you're so pretty. Everyone wants to talk with Story B, and Story talks with everyone. In many ways, she is a typical three-year-old, but there is one big difference. Story is totally deaf. She uses her hands to speak in sign language. She is the only deaf person in her ward, so almost everyone is learning sign language. Story has taught the primary children that talking with their hands is fun. She's always willing to talk with anyone, even if they know only a few words of sign language. Kaylee learned the letters of the deaf alphabet and can say, I love you. Joseph learned some sign language words in school, and he enjoys practicing with Story. The entire primary is learning to sign the song, I Will Follow God's Plan. Story likes watching them sing to her. Story is a good missionary. Several children who are not members of the church eagerly attend church activities, and they always run to talk with Story. One friend studies language books so she can practice with her. Story loves her new friends and helps them feel the joy of coming to church. Story talks with everyone, young and old. There is a special bond between Story and the young women of the ward. Sarah says that Story has taught her a lot of sign language words, such as Moroni and Angel. When Sarah makes a mistake, Story lovingly corrects her. Sarah says Story is easy to talk to. It's fun. And what is everyone's favorite thing to say? I love you! Story B, age 3, Missouri. Better Than a Toy by Kaylin R. I was shopping with my mom when I found a $10 bill lying on the floor. I picked it up and thought I would go to the toy aisle and pick out a new toy. But then I remembered that I should choose the right and be honest. I knew that $10 was a lot of money to lose, especially for someone my age. I also thought about how sad I would feel if I was the one who lost the money. So I told my mom I was going to take it to the lost and found. The man at the service desk told me that someone had been looking for the money and that he would return it to him. I had a good feeling inside, better than if I had bought a new toy. Kaylin R., age 9, Utah. I Will Do My Part to Strengthen My Family by Miranda M. Every year I get a box of candy hearts and some money in the mail from my great-grandparents, Oma and Opa, grandmother and grandfather. This year I decided that I should be the one to send candy. So I sent Oma and Opa a card, a letter, and a box of candy hearts. I told my mom that I wished we lived closer to Oma and Opa so I could read to them, since Oma is legally blind. I think the Spirit encouraged me to send that letter because the Spirit encourages us to do good. Miranda M., age 10, Oregon. A Wet Surprise by Allison S. One day, my mom was upstairs taking care of my baby brother, Callum, so I washed the dishes for her. When I went upstairs and told her what I had done, she was surprised and proud, but I was wet. Allison S., age 7, Connecticut.